listening to the one and only Back to the 80s radio show. I am Toscano from the infamous duo Toscano and Chang from 92.5 K-Hits. And, of course, the Back to the 80s radio show. Thank you for joining us on the show right after Christmas. I cannot do the show alone, ladies and gentlemen, because next to me is a man in the 80s. He was seen establishing a restaurant named after his favorite band, the B-52s, in Russia. Here at Back to the 80s Radio, he is only known as the Chang.
First and foremost, I want to wish you, my good friend, my comrade, my partner in crime, my partner in rhyme, the other man that holds the microphone to the nonsense that we spew here at Back to the 80s Radio, a very merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there, everybody that's downloading. Thank you very much. What a present you are. Everybody, do us a big solid. Your New Year's resolution should be you share the show with at least one friend, because one will turn into 1,000. 1,000 will turn into 10,000. 10,000 will turn in to 100,000. Imagine if every one person you turn our show onto turns it on to one other person, the magnitude of radio will have to stand for the shaking that we are penetrating to you. Thank you all for making this year and this past Christmas Changtastic. Toscano, it is so good to sit here and see you across the desk.
It's great. And you know what? This COVID Omicron thing had started a few weeks ago, came to get us, and then it left, and then it came back with a vengeance to attack the Toscano household. But you know what? It's all over now. We're going to be able to head on to New Year's Eve and New Year's COVID-free. Well, there's more Back to the 80s Radio when we come back, so stay tuned because we've got Christmas talk, music, and a whole lot more. Stick around.
Radio is so much different than it was in the 80s. We had it all. The music, the movies, the DJs, and morning shows. Back to the 80s Radio is a show from the 80s in podcast form. We bring the memories from that awesome decade back. Join Toscano and Chang every Friday as they take you on a ride back in time, sharing their experiences and laughs. Stop on by and discover some of the wacky things this crazy duo comes up with. They talk about it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the greatest decade. Don't miss the greatest 80s podcast in the world, Back to the 80s Radio.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful, you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Toscano, as we go into another year, and we've just passed another Christmas, I was just telling my wife this prior to a conversation we had during our show prep meeting. Christmas will never be the same as it once was when we were all children. Of course not. We're not children. Well, we don't have that mystery anymore, that anxious awaiting, that longing for, that excitement. Everything is brand new and vivid. It's all about Santa Claus, beautiful wrappings, beautiful trees. Everywhere you go, it's festive. You see family and friends you don't see all the time. As a child, it's incredibly great. It's better than going to Disneyland. You know, and then we go through the years where we're teenagers, and Christmas has a different vibe, different sensation. A little of the same, but not really. You kind of really don't want to hang around with the family, so to speak, but maybe if you got a cool family, you're going to do it. You're a little bit awkward. You'd rather be with your friends. But then when you're out and about, you're with your friends. You're absorbing that Christmas. You're going to the mall. You know what I mean? You're going to go see Christmas movies. You know, you're going to watch, listen to Christmas music. But you're going to be more on your own as you enjoy it. Then you become an adult. You start going through the wear and tear of life. Life starts kicking you in the ass a little bit. You have to work, or maybe you're going to college. And life changes a bit. You start losing loved ones, either from distance or passing on. Some of our older relatives leave this place. And our older relatives are really the true essence, and I think the glue which hold that great feeling of Christmas, of what it was in comparison to what it becomes as we get older. The other thing is, we go through these stages of adulthood, semi wanna go back into my careless ways, but can't. Sometimes we become young parents, where Christmas takes on a whole new beauty of its self when you become a parent. All those things that you remember as a child come back to you, and you do your damnedest to create them for your child to experience that. And what I'm trying to get at is, during the 80s, I was a child, a teenager, an adult, a father. So many of us out there were. And if you look at the way that the world or society is going right now, where we're thinking of ourselves more than each other, where we're putting our needs in front of sharing, when we are false profiting, false toking the image of Christmas, such as for Santa Claus, cartoons, buying things, extravagant materialistic things. Christmas has lost the essence of what Christmas is. It was the day, the birth of the Great Spirit, Jesus Christ. Whatever religion you are, you believe that at some form of whatever religion you have, you know that the Messiah was born. And on Christmas, we are to be remembering the birth of God, the innocence that he came in, the leadership and the magnitude that he would take into his adult life and sacrifice for us to carry on. We forget about that. We shy away from homeless people. We cut people off in parking lots. We argue with people over gifts. We try to go into a competition with gifts when we go to office parties, any kind of a party, family. It's always what I can do materialistically over what can I do as a human to make this individual feel the love that Christmas is all about. As we go through life, especially now, we have gotten so far away from that feeling and that spirit of Christmas, it kind of seems like our children are getting ripped off. And they are, in an essence, because children are losing their innocence faster than you can imagine in the 80s. Child abductions. People are paying people to go abduct children. You have all kinds of sick creatures roaming about so far from the essence of God, the Great Spirit, Mother Nature, the light. It's disgusting, because as we allow society to cave into that perversion, that manipulation, that value of materialistic false idols, we have lost the essence of Christmas. And it sucks for the children, because their innocence will not be as once as we all knew. And I think maybe this year, whoever is listening to us will do one thing for us. Go out there and make somebody feel good. Do something for somebody that doesn't have anybody. Give somebody something that doesn't have something. If you have clothing, instead of taking it to a thrift store or waiting for somebody to pick it up or throw it in the trash, walk your ass over there. Give them a box of clean clothes. Tell them, this is for you. Look them in the eye. Shake their hand. Hug them. Tell them that they are loved. Tell them that they are important. And that will be Christmas, whatever freaking day it is. But that is what the essence of Christmas is. And that's what we are lacking. And maybe this New Year's, we can start unifying and putting this world back together before the Great Spirit comes for all our souls. When we self-indulge in our devices, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a hypocrite. I know our devices are streaming our show. We use our devices. We need those now. But just because we need technology does not mean that we have to go away from the moral code, which is Christmas. And everybody needs to get on a moral code and remember what Christmas is. It's not what you give. It's how you give it, where you give it, and how it affects other people. That's about all I can say about the difference of Christmas.
A lot of people are on board with us on this. And there may be a few who get offended by the fact of you mentioning Christ, and they might take it as something that has to do with religion, and this has nothing to do with religion. We come from a society in the 80s and before where you didn't have to be afraid that what you were going to say was going to offend somebody. And I don't know why we, from the 80s, have allowed a society to grow up being offended by everything that somebody says. A lot of us have traded in religiosity for lack of compassion, indifference towards those that are in need. We are living in a society that doesn't care for the needs of others. We are living in a society that just believes, give me, give me, give me, and I don't give anything in return. We live in a society where what you say offends me, yet I can offend you, and it has to be okay, and you have to be okay about it. So a lot has changed since the 80s. And, you know, talking with my two young boys about Christmas, they were asking me, how was Christmas back in the 80s? Give us some details. And, you know, I started sharing stories of the cartoons aren't the same. The toys, you know, kids don't even know what toys are anymore. They only know what's in front of them on a screen. And I really wondered, I kind of sat down and meditated on this thought. Where did we go wrong as a society? We allowed so much to infiltrate our lives that we should have never have allowed. Christmas, you were mentioning, is just not the same. And you're right. Remember the malls during Christmas? They were filled with holiday cheer and holiday spirit and the decorations and the Santa Claus in the middle with the pictures. And some malls still do this, but the majority of malls, at least where I live in Southern California, they're not the same. They're just not the same. People don't go to malls for the same reasons that we used to go to malls back in the 80s and before. We just don't. We don't see it the same.
No, you can Amazon. People just Amazon now. And it's funny because it's kind of like we are in a lazy type of society. Nobody wants to go out. Everybody wants things taken to them for their convenience. And all we do is sit in gluttony, absorbing everything and wanting it to be brought to our house instead of to go out and get it like it used to be. Human contact, go out and hunt, experience, meet people. When you meet people, you open the door, you open the horizon. That's how you identify. That's how this goddamn earth gets better.
I blame it on our generation.
Oh, so do I.
It was our generation. It was our generation who couldn't handle technology. It was our generation who continues. I hear, you know, men and women say, oh, we have it so much better now. Everything is so convenient. We've talked about this hundreds and hundreds of times on the shows. We have exchanged our experience. We gave away our interpersonal connections with people, and we exchanged them for convenience. We think that convenience is everything. And you know what? We screwed up. We failed. And it was our generation who couldn't handle the technology. It was our generation who said, why don't we invent a computer that will fit in our hand that we can talk to, and we couldn't handle it. And you know what? And I see the people our age all the time, they're stuck on their phones so much. You know, it drives me nuts when I go to a restaurant and I see a family and the parents who are roughly our age, or they may be grandparents, they're looking at their phones instead of talking with their children, and they allow their kids to grow up the same way. How can we tell them not to be like that when we can't get our stupid face away from the phone? You know, there's some people that take their phones to the bathroom. Like, really, do you need your phone in the bathroom? Do your business?
Sometimes I do, because I have to keep track with you as we discuss the show when we do show prep. I do a lot of extensive show prep.
Please never talk to me when you're in the bathroom. Please, no.
Okay.
No, you do your business. When you get out, you can talk to me. No. I don't take my phone in the bathroom. Yeah. you know, if it's an emergency, it can wait until after I'm done. And the same thing when I'm out with a friend or when I'm out having dinner with someone. The phone is to the side. But you know what? It's on us. We're the ones who allowed it. We're that generation who allowed the younger generations to stiff everybody into the belief that convenience is better than the experience of talking to another human being. So there we go. Not only that, I just found out, and this is old news for a lot of people, but to me it was new. They are going to be having at drive-thrus a third window. So, you know, some like McDonald's, they have sometimes that second window. Yeah, if your order is going to take a little bit longer, well, now they're going to have a third window or a second window in most restaurants. What is that second window at a drive-thru? It is going to be 100% robotic. So you go up to the window opens, and a robotic arm hands you your food. And we're okay with it because, this is the future. Now we don't have to talk to anybody. We don't have to see anybody. How cool is that? This is Back to the 80s Radio, a song from 1974 written and performed by Elton John, redone by the late, great George Michael. Don't let the sun go down on me.
I can't lie no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time can still be for me. Frozen here of my life, it's much too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and chased you away.
Radio, and this song is from Pat Benatar. Hell is for Children, Don't You Go Nowhere.
So confusing, this brutal abusing. You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio. Chang here for Toscano and Chang. The hangover of Christmas is just left us. Now we're setting ourselves up for another hangover, the new year. You know what, Toscano, talking about the new year? You ever trip out on these people that have New Year's resolutions and 75% of the time individuals don't follow through with their New Year's resolutions?
The funniest thing is that you get to a certain age and you worry about your health and your weight, right? Your health, well, your weight is part of your health, but you're worried about your health. And the main or the most popular New Year's resolution is I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to become healthier. I'm going to join a gym, right? And that only lasts for a little while. Very few, I would dare to say, are the ones that actually stick it out for the long run and lose anything or become healthier. The majority of us do not. On the contrary, some even gain weight and get more set in their ways. But you know what? It's part of human nature to want to change and to promise something that we can't keep. Somebody very wise told me, because I used to say the phrase, you know, you got to take it one step at a time. And this person said to me, no, you got to take it one moment at a time. So you can't take it one day at a time. A day is too much for humanity, for humans to handle. You take it moment by moment, second by second, and you start winning battles that way. You can't think of from here in 5 years or from here in 6 months, I'm going to lose this. No, just right now, this moment, do your best to be healthy in this moment. So whatever decision you've made to put whatever in your body, this is your moment. Take that out and do something and go for the alternative and become healthier. So New Year's resolutions are hilarious to me because I've done them and I have not kept them.
Oh, no. You know what? My New Year's resolution is to never give up anything for New Year's again.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is never to have another New Year's resolution again.
No. What for? You know what, my brother? Talking about New Year's, okay? Now, for anybody that's going to go out there and party, I mean, come on. Everybody wants to do something on New Year's. Just remember, don't drink and drive. You know, get an Uber, have a party at your pad, walk there. Hell, if you have a horse, ride a horse. Call a taxi. Get a friend that doesn't party. Go to the library, find a nerd, tell him you're paid for gas.
Get a friend who doesn't party. Get a friend who doesn't party and have him take you and see you later.
Yeah, I mean, just go out there and have a good time. And remember when you're out there, don't do anything that's going to cost you that New Year's to either be your last day of life or put you somewhere where you're going to regret the next couple of days of your life. Do you not agree, Toscano?
And hurt another family and hurt another human. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny. A couple of days ago, I was listening to the news in the morning on radio. Yes, I said radio. I still listen to radio. And they were saying that the happiest place on earth, or Disneyland, now is going to have a little zone called the polite zone. And you may ask, what is that? Well, it turns out they have a large index of angry people at the happiest place on earth. So they've been getting a lot of arguments. They've been getting a lot of fights. You know, there's so many people. They you know, you bump into somebody and there it starts. Well, it got so out of hand at Disneyland that they are now going to have a polite zone where you go and just be polite to other people. And it's incredible that we have become a society that just cares for our own little space. And it's unbelievable to me that sometimes we have to talk about certain things because as grown-ups, we can't handle it, not even at the happiest place on earth. I mean, come on. If you're getting fights at Disneyland, what can you expect at the local supermarket parking lot?
You know what, man? It's the happiest place on earth, they say. Now, that's what they say. But, you know, when you're a parent and you got to take your kids to Disneyland, it is a happy place for them, but it becomes a hell all on its own. You know, because once you get...
Yeah, for the pocketbook.
Well, yeah, you take it in the keister. It's not even Easter. I mean, once you get through those turnstiles, Mickey Mouse turns into a rat and he's bending you over and kissing you in the back of the neck, and he's taking every dollar for you. Hey, buy some cotton candy in the shape of my head for $500. It's insane.
Do you realize in 1987, when I used to go to Disneyland, the tickets were $24. And now tickets to Disneyland, they're going to be going up, by the way, again, are going to be close to $150 a ticket. $150. So what does that say to a family of four that have never been to Disneyland? What does that say for them? What does that say for the poor mom and dad who have to pay and they only make a little bit above minimum wage? That's not good, man.
No, you know, if it is the happiest place on earth and you see no color, no status, just the joy and the beauty of childhood and making a child smile, then you would think that the price would cater to that or some type of a deal. And it's crazy because it's like, you know, as a kid, you watch their cartoons, you want their toys. I mean, now they own Marvel. I mean, I never thought in all the years that I've been alive, did I ever think that Marvel would get owned by Disney and have its way with it. And the magnitude of money and the magnitude of children and families that they draw for the movies. I mean, the movies alone are wow, it's, you know, priceless. But when they take it away from the average kid, the average working man, you know, where some kids don't have jack shit, and it would be everything to them if they could just go to the Magic Kingdom and enjoy what all these other kids that get to do, even in their own school, their own class, that they may not get to do, and they have to hide that they don't have the revenue to do all that. It just goes to show you that's not only do we lose the essence of Christmas, but we've lost the essence of making this world a better place for every child, because the child is the future. So it's crazy, like Disneyland has done that. Everything has changed. I mean, when I started going to Disneyland when I was a kid, I don't remember what my parents paid, but I was going with those ticket books where, you know, you get a whole thing of tickets and E for Ecstasy and, you know.
It would suck when you ran out of tickets, you'd have to leave the park.
Yeah, you'd have to leave the park and then, you know, just use up all, even the bunk stuff. But that's the way it was, you know, and it's just crazy nowadays the way things like that are, how corporate America, big business has absorbed every entity that is pure. I'll say pure. But you know what? I don't want us to get wrapped up on all the negativity of the world. And I don't want our listeners to think that that's what we're on now. But we're just saying some truth that needs to be said.
Yeah. Hey, we need a good rant show, you know, as well. It's not always good stuff. No. Remember that.
So you have to just, I guess what? Bear through it, I would say, or be a leader and stand up to the mic and stand up to the podium and try to make a change. If you can make a change within a group of five people, then those five people can make a change in 10 people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Remember what Sylvester Stallone said in Rocky IV at the end of the movie?
If I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
You're listening to Toscano and Chang right here at Back to the 80s Radio. Here's another rock and roll for your soul kind of song. You too, God.
I don't believe the devil, I don't believe his book, for the truth is never the same without the lies he made up. Don't believe in excess, success is to give. Don't believe in riches, but you should see where I live. I believe in love. Don't believe in forces, don't believe in rage, but every time she passes by, wild folks escape. Don't believe in death row, skid row gangs. Don't believe in the Uzi, just went off in my hand. I
Back to the 80s radio. That was U2 with God. Oh, my goodness. Whenever I hear U2, it just brings chills. Yeah, well, you know, Chang, that's my favorite band of all time. And I just...
Very inspirational band. That's what I'll tell you about U2. Very inspirational.
From the Joshua Tree tour back in 1987. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
No, you just can't. I picked that song because I thought it was a little bit to go with what we were been talking about so far on the program, a kind of a song that would shake people up. You know, you could get two types of feelings of that song, those who are atheists and those who are not. You know, but the bottom line is everything in that song is the truth. Seeing that we just got out of Christmas. Oh, man. Christmas. I've got a little list. Are you ready for a little a Christmas list?
I love Christmas lists, yeah. Hey, by the way, did you know that it is said that there's going to be over $170 million in return gifts for this Christmas season?
You know what, man? That's incredible. And that's a lot of people wasting money, wasting, I guess, energy and time. You know, I guess maybe it's that feeling of you have to give something that is materialistic.
Remember back in the 80s? We used to love receiving gifts. Now, even the youngest child will probably make a face at a gift. Nobody's used to opening gifts that much anymore. But if you give them a little gift certificate, what have we become? We've become lazy. Now we just give a gift certificate to everybody. Why? Once again, there's that word, convenience. It's convenient. That way, I don't get them something that they may not like and they won't return. They can buy whatever they want with this gift certificate. It is convenient.
Convenience. Everything has been is to a convenience. You can get a hooker to your house. All you got to do is pick up your device. Everybody's just lazy nowadays. It's insane. Now, talking about the stats on return gifts, I got a list. I'll just say some of the worst gifts to give to somebody.
Ooh, I like that.
That are getting returned. Are you ready?
I like that. I'm ready when you are.
These are 10 of the worst gifts you can give somebody that are actually returned.
Okay.
Number one is clip-on hair extensions.
What?
Yeah, people are giving... Number two, scales. So you can go weigh yourself.
Oh, for the love.
That's a terrible gift.
That's
right,
horrible.
I wouldn't take it back to the store. I would just throw it at the son of a bitch that gave me a scale. Now, here's one that goes all the way back. I remember when I was a kid. A fertility charm, which is a rabbit's foot.
Oh, now, but wait a second.
PETA is acting. Now
in 2022, people are giving this kind of thing?
Yeah, this is what people are taking back, returning.
A
rabbit's foot.
Who gives these presents?
You know, I didn't even have a rabbit's foot when it was stylish back in the 70s. I thought that was just stupid. If I wanted to feel a paw, I'd go pet my dog. Here's another one. Are you ready for this? Number five. We're on number five, correct? A gift certificate to get waxed.
Ah. Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Are you ready for number six? Are we on number six? I believe so. Hair dye. People are giving people hair dye, and it's getting returned. If somebody gave me hair dye, I would dip the brush in the dye and then shove it into their mouth. That's what I would do. Now, here's one that people have actually given as gifts. Now, this is probably due to they were hoarding this product during COVID. Toilet paper. People are giving 4 packs of toilet paper out for Christmas stuffers.
Wait a second. But that's But toilet paper can be used. Why are they returning them? That's a good gift.
Well, you know what? Either way, somebody's full of shit. Either to return it or to give it. Now, are you ready for this one? The gift that you don't give to your loved one, your wife or your girlfriend, or your mother or your aunt or your sister, shapewear. Full body.
Right.
Girls.
Yes. Yeah. Bad idea.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Now, here's a gift that I never understood. They give a donation to a cause in your name.
Just like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, yes.
Here's another bad gift that you don't give people. And they get mad because they can't return this. Souvenirs from somewhere you travel to. Why do you give that for Christmas, you tight ass? I'm serious.
You got it. Now this can't be real. Okay, oh my God.
Falls into the category of what you should not give your girlfriend or your wife, especially a small size, lingerie. Women are taking lingerie back.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but what an ungrateful person, especially if they got the size right.
Right. Now, here is one gift I think we can all agree. This has got to be the shittiest gift you can give anybody. This gift pretty much acts like a paperweight or a paper plate weight. And I'm talking about the ever-so-hating fruitcake. Man.
Well, that's been the most hated gift since
the 80s. I remember one time, man, somebody brought a fruitcake over to one of my family members' houses, right, for Christmas. And that was like, yeah, you opened up the wrap and it was a freaking fruitcake. And I forgot who, I think it was one of my cousins, my older cousins. He took it outside, he rolled it down the street. I got your fruitcake. Now, are you ready? This is the last gift that people do not appreciate. And they're taking back. And that is the ugly sweater. Doesn't matter if it's seasonal. Just the idea of getting a sweater is a bad idea.
That I didn't even know people were still giving sweaters away. You know what? To be honest and to be fair, I didn't even know people still wore sweaters. I haven't seen somebody wear a sweater in a long, long time.
Yep. Now here's a couple of gifts that people are actually favoring, and you see a majority of these gifts. You ready for these?
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Man, okay.
That is just bad.
Wow. That's
like
horrible.
Treating your loved one like a prostitute. Hey, here's a little something for you for all the joy that you've given me through your life. Run along, go buy
exactly.
a goddamn video game.
Or, you know what? You're not important enough for me to spend my time in choosing something for you.
Yes.
And I don't want to deal with it. So here's some cash and shut up.
Yes. And here, number two.
Because that's what it means.
Number two, gift cards.
Same exact thing. So we all do it, of course. But what does that mean? It means, you know what? I don't want to give you something that you're going to return. I don't want to waste my time going to the store. I'm just going to give you this. Go buy whatever the heck you want and leave me alone. Oh, and give me one too, so I can buy something, whatever I want.
You ready for this next one? DVDs.
Yeah. Wait. People are still wanting DVDs? I mean, I would love that.
Some people love getting DVDs.
I would love if somebody gave me a bunch of DVDs. You know what? If you're listening right now and you have a collection of either DVDs or VHS movies, send them over. Just write to us at Facebook through our Facebook page via our direct message so we can connect, and I will take them off your hands. I'll take your VHS off your hands, too. Laser disc players, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Now, here's another one. Gift certificates for restaurants. That's a big yay right now in society. That's one of the top gifts you give.
I got to be honest, because if I were to receive a gift card from, let's say, In-N-Out, for example, that to me is a great gift. That to me is a great gift. And I will accept that more than, let's say, if they gave me an envelope with cash for the same amount, because at least it says, you know what, we know you like In-N-Out. We're not there. We can't invite you to In-N-Out. But with this, you know, it's a little token of our appreciation. So I like that. That I like.
Also, travel tickets, plane, train, bus. Travel tickets are a big plus.
Everybody likes to travel. So, yeah.
So this is the way I would sum up that list to those who are giving these to their loved one. I love you so much. I want to give you some cash so you can disappear somewhere else. Here's some food to fatten your ass up. And basically, if you're going to sit at home before you go anywhere, here's some DVDs to watch while you're eating and traveling, but just do me a favor. Don't hang out with me for Christmas. That's pretty much what that list tells you right there, brother.
That is true. Did you know that last year, I don't know about this year, but last year, the number one most returned item were car parts and car accessories. Who gives this? Like, here you go. Here's a deodorant for your car.
Yeah. Those are ridiculous. You know what I mean? When people are like, hey, I'm going to go down to Track Auto and I'm gonna get the family some gifts.
You know what you need? You need them rubber mats. You need them rubber mats so when you spill a soda in your car will be okay.
You know what I say? Your car always smells like dog and weed, eh? I got you some air fresheners right here, bro. Put them in right there where the air blows in, eh?
You that little green tree in the top, eh?
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, do you remember that little green tree?
Oh, yeah, bro. I have one in my 4x now, bro. It smells like
you
pine.
You do not.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's the only thing that takes over the smell of weed in my truck, bro. Those pine trees.
That's because the pine tree smells like weed.
That's right, brother.
Oh, it's like those crappy gift exchanges. You remember that? The crappy gift exchanges. Well, let's talk about some gift exchanges when we come back. Right now, this is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio, and here's Madness with Our House.
Father, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our.
Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. She sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Simply waste a day away, then we'd say nothing would come between us. Two dreamers.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
You're tuned into the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang. That was Madness with Our House, one of my favorite 80s tunes of all time. One song that makes me feel like I am back in the day. Now, this is the part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, that we have not done in a while. But it's the part of the show where we talk about what made us angry back in the 80s. And in honor of the most wondrous Chang, we have changed the name. And we now call them Changries.
But you know what gets me Changry the day after Christmas? Unexpected guests still coming over. You know what else gets me Changry? People that leave mistletoe hanging in their doorway and you visit and they still want to kiss you. You know what else gets me Changry? Secret Santas. You know what gets me Changry? Trash day for the next 2 weeks. You know what gets me Changry? Stepping on my kids' toy pieces without shoes. And what finally gets me Changry on the day of Christmas or after Christmas is those horrendous, ridiculous fruit salads.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
Oh my gosh, so much talk of Christmas gifts and ranting and talking about the good old days and just wanting to go back. This is one of the greatest things that we have to look forward to this 2023, and that is to keep introducing the 80s to this new generation. I make a pledge to do so. It's one of the greatest things that we can do. It produces great memories, and it produces a smile. And that's what I want you guys to take with you to 2023. We want you to have a smile on your way out of 2022 and bring in 2023 with an even bigger smile. So on behalf of myself, Toscano, I want to thank you for a wonderful year. Thank you for taking your time to listen to these two goofballs, Toscano and Chang. And we hope that this new year brings you all the health, all the happiness, all the joy. You at work, in your career, at home, at school, wherever it is, make 2023 your year. This is Back to the 80s Radio. Happy New Year.
Chang here. Before we release you to another Changtastic weekend and another Changtastic year, make this year count. We are not promised tomorrow. Go out there and share a smile. Do everything you can to make this place a better place. I bid you all an adios, arrivederci, hasta la vista, hasta luego, hasta mañana, sayonara to all my homies around the States. Orale, Happy New Year's, and remember, see you here next year. Same Changtastic place, same Changerific vibe. Taking you out with a double shot from Metallica with For Whom the Bell Tolls, and you better watch out for the Four Horsemen. Adios.